the Maramakim, with the Hei Hayadiyah, in terms of understanding, Pashup Shana, this Gemara, is a piece in Nefesh HaChaim, from Hagoyin Agado, Reb Chaim Volozhiner. It's in Shar Gimel, it's in Perek Yud Beis. And really, the toichen of what's going on in that perek is, Chaim Volozhin says, and this is way above my pay grade, but the nusach that he uses is that there's a koyach in the world called keshef. It's real. It's real. It's not what you're talking about. There's a koyach. And there are people that know how to tap into this koyach, and by tapping into this koyach, they can be meshana chukei hateva. The words that Reb Chaim Volozhin uses to describe the koyach of Kishuf is that their nimshach me hakoyches hatuma shel hamerkava tmeya. So merkava is synonymous with the holiest of the holy and the deepest of the deep, right? In darshan b'maisa merkava afilu biyachad elum came chacham umeva midaita. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, you should know. There's a concept of what he refers to as the merkava hakedosha, and then there's the concept of the merkava tmeya. And there are people that know or knew how to tap into this Merkava Atmeya. And by tapping into the Merkava Atmeya, they were able to manipulate Chukei HaTeva. And the reason is because just like we understand that the Teva is Meshubid to Kedusha, and it's somehow subservient and secondary to the Merkava HaKedusha, it's also Meshubid and subservient to the Merkava HaTmeya. So if somebody knows how to tap into the Merkava HaTmeya, he can manipulate Teva. He can manipulate the Kechavim, he can manipulate the Mazolois, he can manipulate the Ma'oirois that were created on the fourth day of Brius Olam. He has an ability and a capacity to mamish make wonders, make moifsim. He could do things based on his ability to be Meshana Chukei HaTeva by tapping in to the Merkava HaTmeya. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, that's the oimik of the Gemara when Reb Yochanan said, Lama Nikrishman Kshafim, Shemakrishim Pamal Yosham Mailam. It doesn't mean, said Reb Chaim Volozhin, that the Kishif has the ability to be Makhish Kaviyochel. It's not the Taitcha Pamal Yoshomaila. It also doesn't mean that it has the ability to manipulate the Merkava HaKdosha. That's also not the Taitcha Pamal Yoshomaila. You know what Pamal Yoshomaila is? It's HaKoychovim VeHamazolos. That's what it means. That's how you Taitcha. Right? What else does it mean? I don't know. But that's what the Pamalya is. It's the Koychavim and Mazalis. And Kishuf has an ability to do that. That's the Koych Kishuf has. The Lama Nikrishman Kshafim Shemakrishin Pamalya Shamal. Meaning, there's Koychavim Mazalis. And by the way, when we talk about Koychavim Mazalis, let's be mindful of the raid bite that we spoke at in, if it was the last year or the year before that, from the previous Machzor, the Ramban, when he talks about understanding of Avodah Zarah and how every Ummah has a Sar and a Mazal and a Koychav. These are real things that have incredible, incredible power in and of themselves. Right? The Rambam in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah talks about the Koychavim and the Mazalis, that they're Scholim and they have seichel and they understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu greater than the greatest person in the world could ever understand, man. And that's why the Dor Enosh, they started worshipping the Koychavim and the Mazalis. So the Koychavim and the Mazalis are nothing to sneeze at, but there's something above that. That's called the Merkava HaTmeya, and the Mechashvim knew how to manipulate the Merkava HaTmeya. And by doing that, they can now be shoylet on top of the Kechav and the Mazalis. But just explain it in different language. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Kechav and the Mazalis is that through the Merkava HaTmeya, you should be able to manipulate that. And that's what the Chashvim knew how to do. But on top of the Merkava HaTmeya, that's Pashit, there's the Merkava HaKadosh. And that's what Reb Chanina meant when he said Einoy Movadoi. Einoy Movadoi means because the Mechashvim, yeah, they're Makhich and Pamayo Shomailo. Because when you look up at the heavens and you see Koychavim and Mazalois, with tremendous Koychis when you understand it, you know, on somewhat of a Pnimistic level, you have to appreciate that on top of that, there's something called Merkava Atmeya. And the Mechashvim who had to go above and beyond the Koychavim and Mazalois and start manipulating Chukei HaTeva. But on top of that is the Merkava Akdoshah, says Reb Chaim Volozhin. And that's the world of Einoy Movadoi. Now, to understand that a drop deeper, Einoy Movadoi means not just that the Merkava HaKdosha is lemaila from the Merkava HaTmeya. It means that everything that exists, be it the Kechavim and the Mazalois, or the Merkava HaTmeya, which has the ability to manipulate the Kechavim and the Mazalois, that all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just there's like a pecking order. It's more than that. The pnimius of everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Orein Tzayf. It's Einoy Movadoi. Right? That is everything. All Bria is Einoy Movadoi. So all the at the end of the day, as much as there's a koyach to the Merkava Atmei to manipulate the Kachavim the Mazalos, but on top of that there's an Indian of Einar, and that's how everything makes sense in this Gemara, says Reb Chaim Volozh. You want to know what's going on? That's what's going on. There's Kachavim Mazalos. On top of that, it's Merkava Atmei. Kishuv manipulates that using Shemus and Zachin, and that's the idea of Shemakrishim Pamayo Shemaylo. But on top of that, of course, there's Merkava HaKadosh, there's Einoi Mavadei, and the oimik is that Einoi Mavadei is the Nesham, it's the Sheyush of everything. And of course, the Sheyush of everything, so obviously at the end of the day, there's nothing that can override the Einoi Mavadei. But then Reb Chaim Volozh takes it a step further, and this is something that's, at the very least, a little bit more practical. And that is, he brings the Gemara. The story that the Gemara told, Reb Chanina was once sitting, and there was Machshefa that was trying to get a little bit of offer from underneath where Reb Chanina was sitting, and Reb Chanina said, I'm not worried about you. Why? Because im mistayes zili avidi, right? If you have the siyata d'shmaya, if Hashem's on your side, then yeah, it is what it is. And if not, not because ein oid mavadei k'sniv. I'm not worried. Now the Gemara asked the kasha, ein oid mavadei. Why was he not worried? I mean, it's very nice ein oid mavadei, but at the same time, there's also an inyan makhishim pamayu shamaylo. But there's a certain koyach that the mechashvan had. Maybe he should have been worried. And the Gemara said, Chani Reb Chanina the nafish schuse. Now, when you learn this Gemara at first glance, quoting Reb Chaim Volozh, it sounds like Reb Chanina is almost saying like this. I know there's a world of Machish and Pamayo Shalmaila. I know there's a world of Einoid Mavadai. I'm confident that my Schusim, Shani Reb Chanina, the Nafesh Schuse, I'm in the world of Einoid Mavadai. And in the world of Einoid Mavadai, like we just said, you have nothing to worry about. But Reb Chaim Volozh says it can't be. It can't be that Reb Chanina was Machzik Atzmoy, the Nafesh Schuse, Kolkach. It's impossible that the great Tzaddik Reb Chanina would have said this about himself. So what then did he mean? So Reb Chaim Volozh said, this is the Vart, and here's the punchline. He says as follows. He says that there's an idea that Kishuv is Machish Pamayo Shomayo. But there's also an idea of Einoid Mavadai. So Kishuv comes from Merkava Atmei, which is on top of Kechavim Mazalis, but on top of that is the Merkava Akdoisha. But it sounds like from the Gemara that, I don't know, you can sometimes fall into the trap of the Mechashvin. Shani Reb Chanina Nafesh Schusei. So like sometimes yes, sometimes not. Like what does it depend on, Nafesh Schusei? So Reb Chaim Volozh said, this is what it depends on. It depends on one thing and one thing only. And that is your Midas Habitochain and your level of Emunah. He said, if you believe 100% Einoid Mavadai, so then there's no Kishuv, there's nothing that could have any Ashpa on you, because now you're living Tachas Merkava HaKdosha, and there's no Kishuv that's Makrish Pamayu Shamal that could have any effect over you. If, however, you don't believe 100% the Einoid Mavadai, that's when you're in trouble. And what Reb Chanina was saying is, I believe Einoid Mavadai. He said, I believe it Be'emunah Shleima. And if that's the case, I have nothing to worry about. Because now it's an Einoid Mavadai and there's nothing you could do. Now, if you kill me, that means I meant it was my time. It is what it is. Imistaya Zili Yavidi. But at the same time, you have no ability to go ahead and be Makrish Pamayu Shamal if it's not meant to be, because I believe Einoid Mavadai, and if you believe Einoid Mavadai, you're totally an Einoid Mavadai. What's going on here? That means it's true, this Kishuv that's Makrish Pamayu Shamayla, it's true Einoid Mavadai, but they don't necessarily always align. A person can fall into the trap of the Mechashiv, and even though it's Emes Einoid Mavadai, but it has nothing to do with you, because you're going to die when you weren't even supposed to die. Sounds vile, but that's what it means. And that's something that could happen. But then there's a world, there's a realm of Einoid Mavadai, and if it's not meant to be, it's not going to happen. What does it depend on? It depends on one thing. It depends on what do you believe. If you believe Einoid Mavadai, you're living in the world of Einoid Mavadai. And if you're not sure, well, then you're subject to the whims of the world, and if there's someone that is a kishef macher and knows how to play around with these shemis and is out to get you, well, then you're going to be in a little bit of trouble. And there Reb Chaim Volozh goes, and this is maybe the most famous paragraph in Nefesh HaChaim, outside of Shar Dalit anyways. And he says as follows. He says, "Ube'emes hu inyan gadol uskula nifla." He says, the truth is, this piece is an inyan gadol and it's a skula nifla. "Lahaser ulevato me'olav kol dinim uritzayne sacherim." For a person to remove from him all dinim and all ritzayne sacherim, all these ulterior and external forces. "Shela yuchlu lishloit bay v'la yasu shum roishim klal." If a person's kaveh in his heart to say, Haloy Hashem hu Elokim amiti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Elokim amiti, ve'ein oid mulvadi yisparach, shum koyach ba'oilam v'chol oilam yisklav, va'akol molei rak achdusay ha'pasha yisparach shmur, u'mavato b'liboy bitul gomor, ve'ein emashkir klal al shum koyach v'rotzen ba'oilam, u'meshabet u'medabek toyer machshavtoy rak la'odon yochid baruch hu, ken yaspeku yisparach b'yodoy, shememelo yispatu me'olav kol ha'koychoyz v'ritzoyne sheba'oilam, shelo yuchlu lifa loy shum dover klal. That's the skula. There's a skula nifla. If a person wants to be mevatel dinim from him, whatever it is, all dinim, all ritzoynes acherim, all sitra achers, everything that there is in the world that's mazik. If a person is koyveya b'libay leimar, halei Hashem hu alekim amiti, ve'ein oid mulvada yisparach, shum koyach ba'olam, v'chol oilam yisklav, there's no diagnosis, there's no cheshmin, there's nothing in the world that has any shlita on a person other than the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person could do that, and he could be mevato b'liboy bitul gomer, anything other than that, and he could come to a point where he's ein mashgiach klal al shum koyach v'rotzen ba'olam, u'meshabed, u'medabek toyer machshav t'irak v'odin yochid Baruch Hu, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Ken yaspik hu yisbarach b'yodoy, shememele yispatu me'yodoy, skipping to the last paragraph of this parak. If a person goes down this road, he could see nisim in the flois. He could see nisim that amam shaloi kederach hateva. Kimin shemeshabet umedabik toira munas levavi beemes baltimay rak lo yisparach levad. Ve'etzlo yisparach hakol shav. If you're going with a world of enoim bavadai, then it's one's one the same. Teva? What's teva? And he quotes the Gemara, Mishamel l'shemen v'yidloik, yamel l'chemetz v'yidloik, ratzoloimar, ali eitzla kodesh baruch yisparach shav ezek kamoizeh. V'chein hisbega baruch hu. Either way, I saw Rav Shulam David Alevi in his Shiurim. So this is in the Drush Va'agada volume of the Shiurim Rav Shulam David Alevi. So he talks a lot about the school of Chaim Volozhin. Not surprising, right? The Soloveitchiks, of course, are inichas from Chaim Volozhin. But not just that, it's Yudua. Anyone that learned in Brisk, who's familiar with the Chumash Shiurim in Brisk, that the Briskerov, who survived the Holocaust, the Nisim and the Flois, together with his children, throughout the Holocaust, he would tell his kids to be misboinen in this school in a flaw for Reb Chaim Volozhin. And this is something that you should be very, very mindful of. So in this Indian, in the Shmuzin, and of Rav Shulam David, this was something that was pervasive. And Toich Dvarev, he's Mitzayin a Yalkut Shemoyni. He says the Yalkut is in Parshas Balak. It's in Bamidbar Remes Tovshin Samachtes. Hein Am Kalavi Yakum. Says the Yalkut. Ein uma ba'olam k'yotze b'hem. There's no nation like the Jewish nation. Harei hein yishenim in ha-Torah ha-mitzvahs. They're sleeping from Torah mitzvahs. Amdu mishnosam, but then they wake up. Oim dem karayas, and they stand up like lions. Choyt fin kriyishma. Right, a lion is choyte. They chap like a lion. They chap the kriyishma, u'mamlichim la-kadosh baruch hu, de'mamlich ha-kadosh baruch hu, v'nasim karayas. And then they become strong like lions. You chap a kriyishma like a lion, you become strong like a lion. Mafligin l'derech eretz. Then they go to derech eretz. L'masa u'matan. Right, they go work. Im niskal echem mehen. If someone stumbles, oyem mechablim boyim liga be'echem mehen. Or if someone comes to cause danger, mamlech ha-kadosh baruch hu, all they do is they're mamlech ha-kadosh baruch hu, v'nitzan, they're going to be saved. So Rav Shulam David Alevi said, doshteita, the school of Reb Chaim Volozhin, that when a yid is mamlech ha-kadosh baruch hu, it doesn't matter, you're coming from here, you're coming from there. And I was reading the Yalkut, I was just going through it. It sounded to me a little bit, right? What's this lashon? Ein uma ba'olam k'yotzabem. Hareim yishenim min ha-Torah min ha-mitzvahs. They're going to work. Right? What does it sound? It almost sounds like we're talking about someone who's not doing the most l'chatchila, right? A shluft fin Torah mitzvahs. He's going masa, he's not going to be medrash, he's going for masa umatan. But if you tap into this inyan, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, you mamlech la-Kadosh Baruch Hu, become a lion, you need some. I saw the Rebbe Elyahu Weintraub, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, in his Hagois on the Nefesh HaChaim, on this piece right now, he's also Mitzayin a Yalkut, a different Yalkut. Listen to this Yalkut. This is in Tehillim. It's Remez Tof Shin Chof. Tof Shin Yotes. Says the Yalkut, Rabbi Eliezer, Rab Tanchum, Hashem, Rabbi Yirmiya, Afilu Rasha, even if a person's a Rasha, Ubaiteach Bashem, but he has Betochin Chesed Yisoy Veno. Chesed Yisayfa. This is beforeish in this Yaakov. Afilu Roshna ubaiteach b'Hashem Chesed Yisayfa. This is a skula, and this skula works even for Afilu Roshna ubaiteach. It's not my tushla. Afilu Roshna ubaiteach b'Hashem Chesed Yisayfa venu. Yishenim and Atayim and Amitzvus. Yeah, he's going the Masa Matam. Afligim leDerech Eretz. Right, the Yalkut's going out of its way to bring out this. He's going with Derech Eretz. I know he's going on vacation. I know he's going. He's mafligin with Derech Eretz. It doesn't matter. Im niskol echamim or im mechablin bam liga beechamim mamlich la kodesh baruch hu v'nitzel. You know, in the shiurim here, so there's a lot of stories, a lot of mises. So if you look at the uvdas section, so when Rav Shlomo David said over all the stories of how they survived the war, so he went through different mices where they had mamish nisim shaloi kederech hateva, and he says every single time, he says Maran, referring to the Brisker Rav, his father, he says Maran, he was mamish, he said he wasn't masich das from this nefesh hachayim for one second. He said there was one time where they were trying to get out of a certain city, they were going to Bialystok, and all of a sudden there was a Nazi yamach shemay who stopped them, and he started interrogating, he asked them for a cigarette, there's a whole mice there, but either way he stopped them, and somehow he let them get away unscathed. And when they came to the other side of the grain, it's the border, so the Chever said, you were stopped by that Nazi. He said he kills every single Jew he's ever gotten his hands on. How did he let you go? And he said, so the Riskirov turned to his kids and he says, I want you to know that I was working the entire time. I wasn't being Masich Das from the school of Rav Chaim Voloshin. And that second, Mamish, as we pulled up, I was Masich Das. I said, push to me, that's why he chopped me. But he said, as soon as he chopped us, I went right back to the school, and that's how the whole thing ended. He actually brings that, how did it all start? I'll read to you this paragraph. Oh, it's Sipur Maron Zatzal. That's the Brisker Rav. Shekshayu tzorich lisyatzev lufnei vadas hagius latzava hapolani. So the Brisker Rav was being drafted into the Polish army. Levoitka imroi l'sharis betzofa. And they were trying to figure out he was going to have an exam of some sort. They were going to figure out if he's someone that can fight. So tzivo hagrachzal. His father, Reb Chaim, told him, lehaglis kol hazman bedivrei nefesh hachayim anal. He said, just think about the nefesh hachayim. Think about it. Don't be masich das for it. See, he said he's standing by the exam, they're asking him questions, and he wasn't masich das from this school in a flaw for Rav Chaim Voloshin. And he ended up coming out unscathed. From that time on, this is when he started. He said, Reb Chaim told him then that use this school, and he used it, and he said, that's how they survived the war. And that's this Indian. I was rather thinking that, you know, the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, Megillah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that sometimes a person chaps a Shrek and he doesn't know what the Shrek is. Right? You chaps a Shrek. What's the Shrek? You don't know. Say Kriya Shema. If you're in Makom Tinoifis, right? But what should you say Kriya Shema? The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Hey, that before a person goes to sleep, you should say Kriya Shema. Why Kriya Shema? So Kriya Shema is a Shmira. So we always say over from the Balaturim that the Balaturim says that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, it starts with a Shin and it ends with a Dalid. What is Shin Dalet? That's a shade. That Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad is the skula for a shade. I think it's Mamish Reb Chaim Voloshin, Unzer Gemara. The shade that we're going to see in tomorrow's daf. That's all Kishuv, right? Two types of Kishuv the Gemara is going to say. Mit Shadim and Unshadim. But the shade is Kishuv. How do you overcome the shade? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem. That's the Yalkut that Mishulam David Shteltzu to the school of Reb Chaim Voloshin. That's the thing, that through Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, you overcome the Shadim. That's Mamash Ar Gemara. Shadim, Amakhishim, Pamayu, Shomayu, but on top of that, it's Enoid Mavadai. How do you tap into the Enoid Mavadai? You tap into it by thinking Enoid Mavadai. You learn the Gemara, Shani Reb Chanina, the Nafesh Schusei. I don't know Nafesh Schusei. You could be like that person in the Yalkut. You're a Rosha and you're Baiteach, Hashem Chesed Yisrael Vavano. A person that believes, you have to believe it. That's the Nakuda. And not be Masich Das. You have to go through Nefesh HaChaim. But, you know, it's interesting. You never think that the Briskers attributed the Hatzalah of the Brisker Rav from the war to a skula. A skula. 100% a skula. Since, right, had they survived the war, it's going to be a skula. Yeah, the Shai was, what was the skula? The skula was, Be'emezu Indian Godel who skula in the flood. Right, do the Briskers believe in skulas? Shanei, go through the of this. They believe in skula. I mean, this is a skula that requires Avodah Saleh. It's not an easy skula, maybe. It is and it's not. It is and it's not. But the bottom line is, it's something you have to tap into, something you work on a little bit, but it's a school in the flaw, and this is something that Vaduka Menusin, the words of the great, great tzaddikim, Mishnah Kebizoicha, Tabitech, Bashem, Chesed Yisrael.